Martin, that game had pretty much everything. First half, you were being outplayed early on. You could have gone in well behind at the break. Second half, a totally different story. Twists and turns then, extra time, but you've won it.
100%, Chris. I couldn't agree more with you. And I said that to the players at halftime as well. We were second best out there in the first half. We addressed a few things at halftime. We told the players they had to up the ante, up the work rate. But listen, they showed unbelievable character second half, and we come back out within about 15 minutes in, we were 2-1 up. We give a silly goal away then, we back pass to the goalkeeper. Goalkeeper was left in no man's land there. He charged out their centre forward, collided with him. Unfortunately, our goalkeeper had to go off, and it was a penalty to them, so the game was level then at 2-2. And at 2-2, you know yourself, Chris, the game's on a knife edge then as well. But I cannot fault my players for endeavour. Spirit and effort second half, something that we were lacking in the first half. Listen, like I say, we addressed it, and second half I thought we were much brighter, much sharper, much fitter. But I have to pay credit to that KG team as well, because they showed the same spirit, endeavour and fight as we did in the second half, and that game really could have went anyway, Chris. Unfortunately, we were the winners, and the outcome favoured us in the end up. But that game could have went both ways, because there was plenty of good football on display there the day. The conditions were absolutely horrible. Pitch is lovely. It was lovely out there. Adrian Doherty won't be happy when he's getting a wee bit cut up out there. But listen, we'll take the one. And I think, and just at the very end there, I think we've just done enough to get over the line, Chris, you know, but I was very, very proud of the effort of the players.
A real energy-sapping occasion. The conditions absolutely terrible, but as you said, great credit to both teams. And I suppose it's a real early-season tester of people's stamina and fitness.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we've been at pre-season now since 15th of July. You know, we've had 8 pre-season friendlies. This is our third competitive game of the season now. It was the area final of the Brian McCormick Cup. One wanted to win today, and we have done. Now we've a semi-final to look forward to next. I think it's March, April to play the semi-final of the cup. But we're in there, and that's where we wanted to be. But you're right. Today was a good marker to see exactly where we were for fitness, and we weren't lacking in that department. Chris, I thought we kept going to the end, as you say there. When we went 3-3 as well, we still went up the pitch there and scored another goal. So our fitness is not in question. Our ability's not in question either. And listen, I'm happy with the group that we've had. Chris, you know, I've added 6 players from already a good nucleus that we had from last year as well. So Kilmacrenna is in a good place right now, and listen, we're looking forward to the league against Donegal Town next Sunday as well. But we only take one match at a time as well. It's all you can do in football. We'll move on to Donegal Town next week, and we start from there in the first game of the league.